Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word given to us through your Holy Spirit. Especially we thank you this morning for the grace that we have received through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We now ask that you would send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and minds, open our eyes and our ears to your word, and free our hands and feet to worship you with deeds that you have prepared for us since before creation. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the text for our meditation this morning comes from all three of our scripture readings, with a focus on our gospel reading. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So truth is a hard word. If you think about it, absolute truth is starkly black and white. But today it's become so gray in culture, in business, news, but especially in politics. I've heard so many outright lies that have passed off as truth recently. And today people say that you can even have your own truth. So today is Reformation Sunday, where we celebrate a special kind of truth, the only truth. Our scripture lessons for today frame this subject very well. We'll get to that in a little bit. As bad as today is, truth has been on the chopping block since day one. In the Garden of Eden, Satan, the prince of lies, disguised as a serpent, tempted the first man and woman to their eventual downfall, and ours as well. Remember what he said? "You will not surely die." He was calling God a liar. And then he said, "You will be like God." And when they listened to him, it didn't turn out very well for them, did it? Or for us. In Jesus' time, it was also what the power elite said. The religious leaders, the chief priests, the Pharisees, the scribes, with their official interpretation of the law. They made their own truths, not God's. At the time of Martin Luther and the Catholic Reformation, truth was also what the power elite of the church said, the Pope and the priests, with what they twisted scripture to. And unfortunately, it's still true in the Roman Catholic Church even today. And in the greater Christian church, it's much the same today as it was back then. Truth has been corrupted. The doctrine of many Christian denominations and groups has become so polluted and so anti-scriptural that they have actually embraced the sinful and evil abortion and LGBTQ plus agenda that has infiltrated all of our modern Western culture. Some other Christian groups say that you can't be a Christian unless you can speak in tongues or worship on a Saturday. Still others say your Christian baptism is invalid unless you've been baptized again in their church. And many TV evangelists basically say, "Send me money and you'll be saved." Or, "Do this and God will make you rich." While they fly around in their private jets. Again, today's power elite of the church. But they're lying. They're all lying. They're not telling you the truth. So Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" And today we hear so many different truths, half-truths, and outright lies, especially in politics and especially in the past several years. And with the national elections coming soon, it's only going to get worse. So tempting to unplug I have to some extent, and it is refreshing when I do. But we can't unplug, not completely. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully. God is not the God of the Republicans or the Democrats, or Trump or Harris, or liberal or conservative, capitalist, socialist, communist. God transcends all of that. He is outside of it. He is above all of it. He is the holy and almighty and omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent God of the universe. I heard a quote once that has stuck with me over the years. There are no political issues, only spiritual issues with political ramifications. You're not a Republican, you're a Christian. You're not a Democrat, you're a Christian. We are called to be above all of this. We have to plug into this world. But we plug in at a completely different level. We are called to be in this world, but not of this world. This stuff cannot affect us. It cannot affect our walk, and it cannot affect our witness. And not only can we not let this stuff affect us, but in the midst of it all, we have to show people the truth. So what is truth? This is truth. Jesus said in today's gospel reading, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus said, abide in my word, and you will know the truth. So what is truth? Well, today's epistle reading states it wonderfully. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is Christ Jesus, whom God put forth as a propitiation by his blood to receive by faith. All have sinned. All need a Savior. This is the truth that we must talk about. People are dying in darkness. So in the past several months, how much time have we spent talking about entertainment, sports? Penn State beat Wisconsin last night. Politics, world events, compared with the time spent talking about where we will spend eternity and how we can get more people to know Jesus. I'm not singling out anyone here, because I'm just as guilty. I just did it, didn't I? None of the entertainment personalities, very few sports figures, and none of the major candidates in the past several national elections stand for God. There has not been one single real eternal focus by any of the political candidates in any of these elections. There was way more at stake than who will be president. People are dying in darkness. Souls are at stake. There are eternal consequences. People are dying in darkness. Now, I'm not saying that who you vote for is unimportant, but none of us, not one single one of us, will be asked before the judgment throne of God who we voted for in the 2024 elections. it will have absolutely no bearing on the verdict. Satan has us so focused on whether liberals or conservatives will be in power for the next couple of years that we're not seeing the bigger picture, that people are dying in darkness. So initially, it didn't seem to me that our first reading this morning from the book of Revelation worked with the rest of today's readings. But what did the angel say? Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. What's the angel talking about? The end of the world? Well, yes and no. Any one of us can die at any time. The angel have said his hour of judgment has come. God can take any one of us right now. Judgment day has come right now. Are you ready to see God's terrible wrath and judgment? Are you ready to stand before the God of the universe in judgment, the perfect, holy God? Are you going to pass the test? I wouldn't. Judgment scares me to death. You see, I haven't been a good man. My wife will tell you, she's sitting right there. Or a righteous man. Many of the things that I've done throughout my life I'm not proud of. But final judgment is what our holy and just God will and must carry out. The only hope I have, the only hope you have, is Jesus Christ. With him at my side, my brother, my defender, the one who already took my punishment on the cross. That's what propitiation means. That judgment is taken care of. And I can boldly say to Satan and my sinful self, yes, I am guilty, but Jesus saved me. I am free from sin because Jesus saved me. I am righteous before God through the righteousness of my brother Jesus Christ. That is my faith. That is truth. So are you ready to face judgment? I am, and I hope you are too. Now that would be a great ending to this message, but I have another important question to ask you. Are you ready to see the people that you know, your family members, people who you come in contact with every day, who do not know Jesus Christ, stand before that final judgment throne of God? It should scare you. You should be afraid for them. But God desires that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So you need to tell them about that truth now, before it's too late. People are dying in darkness. Their only hope, just like yours, is that plain truth of what our brother Jesus Christ has done for us, our faith in him, and that we will be represented by him in judgment, who already took our punishment through his sacrifice on the cross. I challenge you. Share the gospel with someone. Soon. Before the day is out. Before the weekend is out. It is so much more important than all the other things. And will have a much longer lasting benefit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.